quoted as saying that even on a Yom Kippur, that Chazanish says in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, one can make one's own bakashas. He's very encouraging in making one's own bakashas. Chazanish says in Yachshav Masay, they say you made tefillah. So what do you make tefillah for? You made tefillah to make bakashas. You made tefillah. And Chazanish says even because on Shabbos, still a Yom Tefillah. So Chazanish says, and that means that at the end of a Shemone Esrei, before you say the rest of the Mefi, one can say any bakashas one wants, like in a regular Shemone Esrei. Right? It's different than a regular Yom. So the Chorele means the following. It means if I have a particular tirada, so then Rosh Hashanah Kippur is the time to ask bakashas for that tirada. Chazal didn't give me, they didn't give me a list of tiradas. They didn't say, every single day Chazal say, we know what tiradas you have, right? And therefore we're going to give you a list of tiradas, and you have to be more yourself about those tiradas. If you have more tiradas, you have more problems, so then you fit into Shema Kalei, you fit into Yilei Rotzeh. But Chazal said, most people, most of the time, have tiradas that they need more insight, that they need kapara, that they need refuah, that they need the parnasa. So therefore, Chazal gave us a list of tiradas that we should think about. And on a regular day, the Chazal encourage us to become to have kavana, to become aggravated, to think about it, drishman esmen, be misvalu because of that. On Yom Nirom, so Chazal didn't give us the list of tiradas. But if a person has his own tiradas, he has his own bakosha. So that's what he says in Shemone Esrei. So, Hayos, right? He's given, granted. Hayos, that Chazal said, there's no Shemone, that we don't say Shemone Esrei, we don't say the regular Shemone Esrei in Yom Kippur, so we don't say Vino Malkeinu also. Right? And on a regular Yom Kippur, we say Vino Malkeinu. But in Kippur Shechol Yisbishav, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Alright? What's Pshat? So, on Yom Kippur Shechol Yisbishavis, so Chazal said we should also not have a list of tiridas. Alright? Except for Anilas. Anilas, again, it's a Mayach Shabbat Masai. Why Chazal would distinguish between a regular Yom Kippur and a Yom Kippur Shechol Yisbishavis Satsarachim? But on Yom Kippur, Shechol Yisbishavis, they said we're going to, because it's Shabbos, we're not going to give you a list of things to aggravate yourself about. You figure it yourself. So once you say that, then you can understand why there would be a minhag to say the Gimel Midas Harachamim throughout the day, but not by Psichas Aharon. Why? Because whenever we say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim right during Slichas, we end off by saying, Selach Lonu. Right away, we ask for kapora of our averus. By Psichas Ha'aron, when we say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, we have a bakasha about which does not focus on kapora. We ask for Begad Lilbosh, Lechem Lechol, V'Oysher. We ask for personal bakoshes. So apparently, what Chazal was saying is when the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim are associated with a preset set of bakoshos, so we don't say it in Shabbos. There are those who do say it in Shabbos, but defending the minhag does not say it in Shabbos, because that's in line with not saying Avinu Malkeinu. Chazal didn't give us a preset order of things to worry about. On the other hand, but to ask for kapara, that's Yom Kippur, right? That's the pasuk in Chumash. Chazal didn't say you can't ask for kapara on Yom Kippur Shacholis b'Shabbos. That's guf shol yom, it's a tzumah shol yom. So that would explain why we would say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim throughout the throughout the slichos, but not say by tzah sefer Torah. Now it goes a step further. It's suggested a few days ago that what goes through a person's mind when we say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Gemara says bris krusa. Right. So what's the bris? Well, it's magic. Chazal gave us a magic incantation to say. We say this incantation, so now we're done. Right, so there are many, many, it's a much discussed question. Ad kedei kach, that Rabbi Nachum Mendel Kasha was one of the Gedolim of the 20th century, Yerushalmi Goyim. So we have one of the professors of Hebrew in the Hebrew department. She is a granddaughter of Svarim. They collect all of the Midrashei Chazal, posuk by posuk. He wrote other Svarim also. He wrote a Haggadah, he wrote the Sefer and Shema. He wrote, he even taught at YU for some period of time. He was going through Kisvei Yad, long before my time. So the Rabbi Nachum Mendel Kasher says, if you look at the Nuschois, when of the Bris Krusa, so it says Bris Krusa Kishiyasu Lefanai Kiseder Azeh. It doesn't say Kishiyom Lefanai Kiseder Azeh. So he says the pshat is if a person becomes Chanan Ve'Racham, if becomes a Noisiyovin, so then that's the Bris Krusa Yasu Lefanai. But not some saying it. That being said, that's not the pashtus of the way the Rishonim explain it, and not the pashtus of the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Nisatev kishliach tzibur." Kadosh Baruch Hu put on a talis like shliach tzibur. So he wasn't giving a musaj. If it say Kadosh Baruch Hu got up to a shtender and started belting out a musaj shmuz, all right. So that be Nachum Mendel Kasher be right. But he said, but it doesn't say. He says, "Yorba lefnei atevav nisatev shliach tzibur." That means he's giving us a tzvila, right? So it says Yas Lefanai, all right. But the pashas it means tzvila. So how are the yud gimel midas erachim a form of tzvila? Why are they not just a magic incantation? So l'chora the pshat is like this. L'chora the pshat is that a person when he says the 13 midas erachimim, he's thinking about how dependent I am on the 13 midas erachim. How much I need the 13 midas erachim. So that's the tefillah. That a person comes to the hakara of how dependent he is on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that creates an eis rotzei. That creates a powerful tefillah. Right? The yesoid of all of this, I once heard from a Rebbe of mine, Rav Shalom Gold, now it was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he used to be a Rebbe in West Hempstead, later was a Rebbe in Toronto, so he says a beautiful word. He says that Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah Nifkadachana Rachel was Sarah. So, what happened on that Rosh Hashanah when Chana went to Shiloh with Penina with her husband, Golkana? They went every year after year. So, what happened that 1 year? So the Navi says, that 1 year, she was so upset that her husband said to her, Elkanah said to Chana, Hello, tov loch ka'asara banim. Am I not better than 10 children? So when Chana heard that her husband, who's supposed to understand how she feels, and was always taking care of her, that he doesn't get it, he doesn't chap, that he's not ka'asara banim, right, that a woman who wants to have a child, doesn't have a child, that the pain is so deep that no matter how wonderful the husband is, but it's not a child. So then she realized that she's the only one who chapped her own pain. Her husband is not going to be able to daven for the way that she can daven for herself. Ramban says a similar word by Rachel. When Rachel says to Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov says, according to the Medrash, I forget the Lashon Apostle, but Yaakov says to his wife Rachel, he says, Rachel says to Yaakov, according to Medrash, Rachel says to Yaakov, why aren't you davening for me like Avram davened for me, for Sarah? And he says, well, Sarah was Machnes Sarah Levesa. Sarah wanted a child so much. He said, you think you're Sarah? Right? Sarah brought in Hagar. So she's all right, so I'll bring in Bilhah. So the Ramban, I think the Ramban says, well, Yaakov is an Achzori. His wife is in terrible pain. She can't have any children. Leah is having one after the other. So he says to her, she's in a bad place right now. So he makes it worse. He says, you're not even sorry, right? So the Ramban says that Yaakov Avinu wanted to push Rachel to realize that that if she comes to the point where she realizes Ein Lanu El Avinu Shemayim Bilvad, it's only the Rabbanu Shalom. So I once took a couple to Reuven Feinstein many years ago. They're having trouble having children, so they. So the only way they'd be able to have a child is to be Samech and a Kula that Rav Moshe had. And I wanted them to hear it from Rav Moshe's children. So Rav Reuven told the couple that Rav Moshe would say that after that they're trying to have children, they do everything they can, do all medical protocols, and then once they've finished all medical protocols, once the doctors say we can't help anymore, Rahman al-Islam. Then they should wait another 6 months before they go to the very, very aggressive medical protocols. What's the 6 months? For 6 months, the person should be misfollowed. 6 months after the doctor said that without being very, very aggressive, we're not going to be able to, without doing some chiddush at that time, without doing something very unusual, so for 6 months, the person should be misfollowed, knowing Ein Lanu Ela Avinu Shebishamayim. So that's the same yisoyim. So when a person comes to say the Yud Gimur Zerachamim, so what a person is saying is that whatever Yeshuas I need, basically kapara, slicha, that's the shuvah, right? We need kapara. So the kapara is only going to come from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And whatever Yeshua a person needs, it'll only be from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He may have different drachim to bring it about, but it's only going to be because Baruch Hu wants it to happen. So that's the Lanias deity. That might be the tefillah of the Bris Krusa, Yom Lufanai. And then we have to understand that there are many, many different midas erachamim. It's not like one midas erachamim. There's a midas erachamim of Erech Epayim. There's a midas erachamim of Matnas Chinam. There's a midas erachamim of Noisei Oven. These all the different midas erachamim, right? And each one has its own. There's a midas erachamim of Hashem Koyde Machay. So if a person tries to understand as much as one can each midas erachamim, and then tries to figure out how I need that midas erachamim. How do I need matnas chinam? Right. So where we ask Erech Epayim. So a person tries to think where I need the different midas erachamim. So that's the chor of the bris krusa. That's the chor of the pshat. So now, so what I'm thinking, what I was thinking this morning, was that when we say slichos, so the primary goal. Person, I believe, can have other kavanas as well, but it would seem from the nusach of the machzer that the primary machshava of the Yud Gimur Misrachim during slichos is to ask for kapara. So what I should be thinking, and it's takes a lifetime to have all these different kavanas. It doesn't happen basachas. I mean, you're going to figure out bit by bit. You put together kavanas over the course of a meves mashon, but one figures out how I need the various midas erachamim to get kapara, right? Which chet is kapara the matnas chinam, right? In other words, that's lu yitzur. I can only imagine lu yitzur that I would have a model of a certain kind of midah tova, and I didn't pick up that midah tova. I would have a model. I would grow up with a model of a certain kind of hanhoga tova, a certain kind of mitzvah, right? But for some reason, I didn't get it. I didn't pick it up, right? Father was a huge, huge masmid. It didn't work for me. So then I might need kapar b'teres matnas chinam, right? Because the Baruch Hu, he gave me the model. He said that he grew up with it, right? So that would be that kind of kapar, right? On the other hand, lu yitzur, I'm Lu Yitzuyer, that I'm, like we said in the Vah the other day, that I'm asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu's patience, meaning I'm asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at the good things that I do, and see that that last year I had a Kabbalah, it didn't work out. And 2 years ago I made the Kabbalah, didn't work out. And 3 years ago I made the Kabbalah, didn't work out. So I'll make the Kabbalah again. Right? But, Bliner, right? But Kabbalah is Teshuvah. So then I'm asking for Shvachu's Arichas Apaya. Right? I'm saying, look, the Kabbalah is there. Hakar is there. The Kabbalah is there. It didn't work out. They say Milsa. Right? So what I'm thinking is that the Yud, that a person should try to figure out some kapara can require, any bakasha can be threaded through the different Yud Gimus Yudasarachamim. But the Yud Gimus Arachamim might be a moment when a person says, Ein lanu ela Avinu Shem Shemayim. So during the course of Yom Kippur, where the Iker Kavana, I'm not saying it's exhaustive Kavana, but the Iker Kavana is Kapara and Slicha, so they stay in place. And you're giving me the Sarachim and Bayatzos Efe Torah, so there Chazal had in mind that we would thread our various Barkoshas through the Yidmi Sarachim. That's why after we say, we don't ask for Kapara afterward, after we ask for Lechem Lechol, Begit Lilbosh, we ask for Havana, for Sechol Tov, so that Chazal took away on Yom Kippur Shecholius B'Shabbos. According to this minhag, Chazal took away giving us a nusach, giving us a curriculum of machshavas. That they took away. But Kapora, that they can't take away. That's the Tzuvah Shel Yoyim. My own personal bakosh that I need. So according to Chazal Ish, Chazal didn't discourage us from saying it. That is the machlekes achreinim. But I would advocate to follow the Chazanish in this case. Any questions about Yom Kippur that they can be helpful with?
Understanding that the should be very specific, should be thinking about specific aspects that mean those should be very specific, or in general, in terms of asking Kippur,
so, and once. One should try to do so. There, in terms of asking for kapara, so l'chora, at some point, one should say evide mufaretas. Right, at some point, we paskin Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should be mufaret when it's privately. So at some point, again, as we said the other day, to say. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein tzarich lefarit echet, v'imrotz lefarit v'shus biyodei, v'misvade belachash nochin lefarit echet." So the Rama says, "Avokiv shemispal b'kol ram v'shliach tzibik v'shchoyzei tzvil ein lefarit echet." Now here's the question: Umasha onu oimrim al chet v'seder aleph beis loy mikri poyret, hova kol oimrim b'shava ein elkin nusachat tzvila. Right, the Rama says it's better to be mefarit. Ein sarach means that if a person says chotasi avisi peshaiti, so we paskin that is vidu. We paskin because Baruch Hu we mekabel the tshuva. Nevertheless, the mechaber says that it's nochin lefarit hachet, and the Rama says, and don't think of sham de begam de gazalnu. Because you say 22 different lashonos, that's spirit of chet. If you and I are saying the same, we have the same nusach, that's not spirit of chet. Right? If Chazal gave you a nusach, it's not spirit of chet. Spirit of chet means that I have a cheshbon and nefesh, with the course of Seisha made true, with the course of Yom Kippur, and I figure out, alma. So, and that's why you have the chayodim, was very, very encouraging of spirit of chet. Chayodim in Hilchos Yom Kippur, so he has a. He's the first one. Now you have Vidui books. Who was the Mechadish of the Vidui book? Sefai the Chayyotah. The Rabbis also. The Shlor wrote a Pir Dachet in Maganu. Which one means, right? That's number one. So again, now there are Vidui books. There are English, you can take the Araswati even published in the back. the translation of the Chayyadim. So that's very important. And then the Chayyadim wrote a guide to Vidur. Because he understood that for us, we can't think of all the mitzvah levirus and the erises, the rabbanans. Take it a safer mitzvah, it's only the erises. Most of them are after the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no list of all the mitzvahs and the erises, the rabbanan. So he made a list, and before him, the Shlomid list, the Chidor, all of the Aleph Beis. So you can check them out, multiple choice, you can go through. And that is a guide, things that we may not be uppermost in our mind. So it's kedai at some point during Yom Kippur to do Pirut HaChet, some point. So whether one does it before Yom Kippur, and to finish up the Nusach Lerambo, on Hashem Chotos Ebisi Peshad, Isisi Kach Vakach, V'Nicham Tivoyishti, V'Loch Zol Ever Luzul Yoyal, to have some kind of mitzvah, that's the key mitzvah of Tshuva. So at some point to do it, at night, when the rabbi's darshaning, some point to do Pirut HaChet. Now, the one place where does not make sense of the Pirut HaChet is during the Vidur Chazer HaShatz. Because that's the Vidur Shul Tzibur. And B'chlal, just you're going to, anyways, you lose the Tzibur then. So, at some point, I would also advocate that at least at one of the Viduyim of the private Shemini Esrei, one should do Pirut HaChet. Why? Because the Lashon Rambam is on Viduy is Sheyoshev Achoyte Mechetu Lefnei Hashem. Right? On Hashem. So Ram holds that Viduy is directed towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. So L'chayra, the best place where we are Oymed Lefnei Hashem is during the private Shemini Esrei. Right. So Laniyus Daiti, at some point during Yom Kippur, when you do a video with Pirut HaChet, and I would encourage that at one point it might be kedai, depending what else is happening, depending if one can be mechaben, depending if one's already had a very long Shemoneh Esrei and the Chanz is already it's holding by very very late in the tefillah, so it's not a good idea. But that could be during the break. That's So that's in terms of so that is Pirut HaChet, and that is, and then the Bakoshas Kapara on that is specifically for those Chatom that a person was Mefaret. When a person is not being Mefaret HaChet, so then one can be Mechavin for various specific Averas, which would make sense, but not to the exclusion of a Bidei Kloli and of a Bakosha Klolis for Kapar. Good, Etam?
So practically, does that just mean that in between the various words of the video, you can stop and just
yeah.
say whatever you want, like of a kind of tzor?
Yeah. It means, Chayim says, Shamnu, you're holding by Aleph. So the person remembered that he didn't say bracha. Chalti brach, kasti. That's how. It's again. Laniyus daiti. It's only just a way of organizing. That there's no din that you have to be mefarad chalapi aleph base. Just that was hayoyis that Chazal did the shamnu baganu gazalnu. So that was one way of organizing. So the chayyim organized it accordingly. The shlo and the chido, they all organized it in the same way. I don't think there's any reason. I think it's just a matter of convenience.
What about things that? So you've done in like years past. So you've done true, you've done kapara on it, but yet you still did it at some point. So is it better to just be moving on from that, or is it still be doing tshuva?
So the Mesillas Yesharim says that. So it seems that one should mention chatom from previous years as well. So this Mesillas Yesharim says that the reason for that is he says it's just like a stain and a beged. That sometimes it takes a lot of washing to get it out. That's one approach. And the other approach we mentioned the other day is that there are different levels of tshuva. L'moshel, the Rambam writes, Ezui tshuva gemura. Zeh shebo liyodoy dover sho'ovar boy ve'efsher biyodoy la'asoysi u'pibesh vol yosef ne'a tshuva. Loi miyira v'loi mikishlim koyach. So the Rambam says, "What's tshuva gemura? Tshuva gemura is if I'm in the if I have misha bali yodei. a person should not bring himself to this situation that he has to, that he should test himself. But Mishibol Yodai, Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that he is now tested by the same thing. Right? And he Ve'efshar B'yodai La'asoy Yisai, and he could do the same chait. U'pirish, and he didn't do it. V'lo Yosa Mipnei Yatshuva. He didn't do it. Why? Because he said, I had made a Kabbalah. I told the Rebbeinu Shlomo Yechzal Averiz Uli'olam. Mipnei Yatshuva. Right? It's an interesting horror. We have to discuss it once. In other words, they're different kavanas. Obviously, he's not doing the chayit because it's the Ritzon Hashem. But you can have Ritzon Hashem plus, like a lo yisasa greater. So he's not doing it because he made a kavbol on it because this would undermine his tshuva. The yoda lo v'yodei toluma, the Rambam says. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to be made in b'shas tshuva. He's not going to go back and do it. Blame a year, not because he's frightened. Not, I guess, Meir Soinish, I think. Let me give it, not because she's too shvach, can't do it. So that's Shuva Gumur. So what happened 5 years ago, he did Vidui. 5 years ago, he asked Bakosh Lechayt, because Baruch Hu said, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. He had Yisurin 5 years ago. The Aver is off. So what's Shuva Gumur? What's left? So apparently, you see from Rambam that a person can do tshuva, but at different levels of tshuva. So a person can do tshuva and get kapara, but then there's a tshuva gemura. All right? It could be that the person, the Rambam, the Gemara writes, the Gemara Kiddushin, he hurried tshuva also in tshuva. All right? Amnosh Nitzalik, the Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara says, at different levels of tshuva, when can a person be an environment is kosher for Eidus? When the guy who plays the die breaks the die, right? So the different levels of tshuva. So l'chayr the pshat of the following, okay, and do the tshuva. So that's one level of tshuva. But then 5 years later, some of the guy said, "I can't believe I ever did this. Right? I can't imagine I ever did it." So he has a whole different way of looking at himself. So that means he can now do another level of tshuva. So that's probably the pshat in why. That's what we mentioned at the day. Rav Pinkas says, that by the time the Ila rolls around, I should be able to do a different kind of tshuva than B'shas Kol Nidra. He says, why am I saying so many different viduyim? I said vidui 24 hours ago. I did tshuva 24 hours ago. So Anachamo, during the Ila, during the Mincha. He says, no, because hopefully, after a Kol Nidre and after a Shachar, and a Musaf, and a Mincha, so then I'm in a different darga. So I can do tshuva in a different way. Either because I have a greater kira for the Rebbeinu Shlom, so it's harder for me so it's more embarrassing to me, it's more aggravating to me, right? I didn't have the koyach not to be nichshol before, so that's a different darga of tshuva. So the chora, that's so. Therefore, even if I did tshuva several years ago, so that's why the Rambam writes that we can do tshuva later on as well. Do it again. Yeah. Yeah. So probably, I'm not sure. Probably it has to. It there is an element of an Eis Rotzon, right? Why would I say that? The B'shas Psicha Sa'oron by a Tzor Sefer Torah is an Eis Rotzon. Why do we say Brich Shemei? Why every time we take the Sefer Torah we say Brich Shemei? We say one of the most powerful tools in Brich Shemei, right? We say Be'yon Erochit V'Shemei K'Nishei K'yon Erotush V'chon Ehi Rabba Kodomach T'Sifli Bo'i Be'i Raisa. Right? You think just a metaphor, open the doors, you say it's a nice metaphor. No, because that's an Eis Rotzon. Right, when I was a kid, I remember clearly one Shabbos that they opened up the urn, and a woman, I don't think she was a marshal, she was a European woman, was standing by a door that led into the shul. Nafnei was nashim. They opened the urn. She darted in. No one knew what was going on. She flew into the urn. She fell down in front of the urn and she started crying with sobs. And she was misfiled, and then I forget what happened. I forget if they whisked her out. I don't remember. I just had this is a clear picture in mind. So when I was asking her what just happened, So the European Jew said that in Europe this happened. In Europe, people understood Shas Psichas Aaron is an Eis Ratzon. So people had Bakoshes, they made Bakoshes, Psichas Aaron. So, and that's our minute. That's what we say, passage from the Zohar. Now, the Pashtus is, it's an Eis Ratzon because now I'm about to be Mechab in the Torah. I'm going to pick up the Sefer Torah, we're going to say Yibim Zohar, and we're going to do it with the pomp, right? Why do we say Yikum Purkan? Yikum Purkan is also one of the most powerful tools we have, is Yikum Purkan. Everything of Talmud to every rabbi. So that's why I can't say I'm sure of this, but it seems to me that Psicha Sa'ara and Bishas Hitzos Sefer Torah that's an Eis Ratzon. So it could be that Psicha Sa'ara is creates an Eis Ratzon because then we are associating ourselves with the kavod that we give the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is munach b'makom kavod. It's munach b'makom tzenua. It's Sefer Torah dressed beautifully with silver and with the mantlin. So maybe that's pshat that we are trying to, and that people stand up to give kavod to the Sefer Torah. So maybe it's an Eis Ratzon because of the creating an Eis Ratzon for a particular tefillah through the Kvod HaTorah that we're giving that we showed by having the Aron there. Right. Maybe by showing that the Aron is central to the safe to the Beis HaKnesses. That's what I think. That's something along those lines.
One say Tehillim during Chazaras HaShatz, like when you're not through like responses and stuff.
I don't think so. I think Chazaras HaShatz, certainly Yom Le'Rom, is the person should be engaged. Right?
So
I think
they can't be engaged.
What's that?
So like you can't be engaged, it's hard to follow, and the best way to be like concentrating on something is to know.
I would try otherwise. I don't know, for some reason, a person cannot be mityachis the tzivir, maybe. Tefillah b'tzibur in general, the Rav of the Chiddush, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that tefillah b'tzibur in general is a public tefillah. It's not, as the Gemara says, Chazal were mesakein the tefillah b'tzibur for those who couldn't read. That's part of the Gemara. But the Rav explained that's the sibas atakana. But the oifen atakana is to make it a tefillah for the tzibur. In other words, you have a shul. So there are a couple of guys who can't read. So why are we all sitting around? Why don't we all do daf yomi while the five guys, because they need a minyan? And I remember once, when the Rav gave us, it was one of his favorite shir, a shir that he gave several times, but he gave us that shir. So I remember that he said that he remembered that in Boston, there was a Jew who would bring the newspaper to shul, and during Chazaras HaShatz, he would sit in the back and read the newspaper. And the Rav thought that was hilarious. I had never seen the Rav crack up with this. He remembered that that was hilarious. For him, it was such a bizarre scene that a guy should be reading it for us, and that's so funny, right? So you look at it, you do Shnei Mikra Katargim, you say Tehillim, you have a newspaper, right? You check your Blackberry, right? So it's the. But for the Rav, it was such a bizarre scene. It's like out of the comic books. That person should be reading a newspaper during Chazaras HaShatz. He thought it was just so. He said it's like science fiction to him. He was laughing. So that was the Rosh Mahalach when it comes to Tefillah Tzibur every single day. When it's Tefillah Tzibur on Yom Ne'rom, so then I think that many Rishonim indicate said it's like a public form of Tefillah. Birchas Koyanim is a public form of Tefillah. Therefore, it belongs in a public Tefillah. If the tefillah of the tzibur was only a tefillah yachid for those who couldn't read, so why would Brechas Koyanim be there? Why would we put Tkiyah Shofar for those who only put it in tefillah tzibur? So you see, it's a different kind of tefillah. And we see it from the piyutim. And all of a sudden, we break all the rules. And the shliach tzibur starts and stops, it's a piyut. Right? He says, also says the interesting tefillahs, Achil Akeel, Achal Aponav, but Achil Akeel, Achal Aponav. Right, hey, people, shluchei amecha. All of a sudden, the shluchim became my shliach. The guy can't daven, so he's being moitzia. So you see, that's not true. You see, when it comes to Yom Neirom, that the Chazaras Hashatz is a different kind of davening. You see, almost every step of the way, that Chazal, the Nusach that they gave the Shliach Tzibur, in the Yonim Vas, that he is also representing us, it's a Chiddush, and that he's representing us, and that he's coordinating all of us to give a Tila B'Tzibur. You see it from the Vidui. The Vidui, a Yochid says, the Lashon of the Yochid and the Machzer says that we ask the Rebbeinu to mekabel our tefillos, right? Don't deny our tefillos, because that Lashon. What's the tzibur? Ki onu amecha v'yato lekeinu, right? Onu b'necha v'yato abinu. It's a different kind of vidui. The vidui is the Rebbe to explain. The vidui of the tzibur is that we have confidence that Rebbeinu Shalom is going to give us kapar. That's why it's an upbeat. It's a song, right? Ki onu amecha. Why is that? We come to Rebbeinu Shalom. It's going to have to happen because onu amecha v'yato onu kamecha v'yato neitreinu. So we're saying to Rebbeinu Shalom, you're going to have to mechaper us. We have such confidence. It's a yachid couldn't have such a oza. They come to Rebbeinu Shalom and say, yachid, and say, you got to give me kapara. Yeah. But Klal Yisrael can do that. So you see that the tefillah of the tzibur is that you see it again, come upon me. You see it in terms of that the avodah is in the tefillah of the tzibur. I mean, kamat every page of the Machzer points out that the tefillah, the Chazaras Hashatz of Yom Neirom is different than any Chazaras Hashatz. Is the point that what the Rav said is true for every Chazaras Hashatz is clearly part of the Chazaras Hashatz for Yom Neirom. So therefore, that's why people should be part of the program. People should be there with the Shliach Tzibur. So that's why I would say any time one shouldn't say till drink Chazaras Hashatz. Halachas kama v'kama, and if it's an unusual situation. So that's a different kind of to think about it. But the derech klal, so that's one shouldn't. Al kerikach that it's very difficult to be marich in one's private shemone esrei because one misses so much of the tefillah satzibur. But that you don't have to let reira. You only have the opportunity of a tefillah yochid of shemone esrei and yom neirom. How many opportunities you have? So it's hard not to be marich then. So that's it.
Why don't you try to think about specific situations in their initial and speak them?
So the impression I get from Chayyim that's pure nechay.
Just the name, though.
You're right. Yeah. The Rambam says that part of tshuva is nechama, vusha, chayrota. So if a person can think of a specific, if thinking of a specific instance increases the nechama, the busha, that's kedai.
Is that
a good question? Well, the question is how liberal can we be with the nusach that Chazal gave us? So if I'm being mefasa, what I would suggest, if it's as long as one's after you lerotzoin, so one can add in a line of the Rambam. One can add. What I would suggest is the following: at the very end of Shemoneh Esrei, one says the nusach from the Gemara Bracha is hin nikechli mali busha. So what I would suggest is that one is mechabing then to the busha that one associates with the period achet. And then after that, say, ulolam eni choyze ledvar melo. And that's the kamboli yosemov. And that's after you lirotzin, so one can add one's own nusach then. That's what I would think.
Is there a kavana, suggested kavana that one can have during karbanos and seder avodah stuff, or is it just read through it and that's what happens?
So there are. So I don't know. I'm not aware of. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm not holding by the avodah yet. But I assume there are. But l'ani is daiti. The the simplest approach is to follow through, right? The simplest approach is to be aware of the different parts of the avodah which are being mentioned. That's the simplest approach. And then that's a kiyum in Unishalma form of Suseno. It's a kiyum in whoever says it. Oilo of Kilu Karobai. So the answer, there probably are many other kavanas that people should have, but I can't help you out with that. At the end of the avoda, so you have the tefillas. At the end of the avoda, the machzer has us make many bakashas for the return of the avoda. Right, so that's where the machzer is going. The machzer starts off by saying that if you do Nusach Ashkenaz, the preamble Nusach Ashkenaz has that the Avodas Yom Kippurim is part of Bria Soilam. We have to realize that Tshuva is not part of Bria Soilam. Tzirfoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzarif, Midas, Hadin L'Midas Rachmen. So at the end, one could get to the point where one has a heartfelt, a genuine and heartfelt bakosha for binyan bayis. For us, it's very difficult to have a genuine bakosha for binyan bayis or for achzoras malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We truly try, but it's very difficult. At the end of the avoda, when one's thought about the idea that the avoda of Yom Kippur and Shuv and Kapora, these are all fundamental to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. In other words, it makes the Bria make sense. For example, has to understand that without Beis HaMikdash, without Korbanos, without the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so it means that the whole Bria Sa'olam, without Klal Yisrael doing what we're supposed to be doing, the whole Bria Sa'olam is not functioning the way it's supposed to function. Moshe Mordor Adoyim, a guy is a huge creation, figured out a tremendous and made a huge contribution to society, to mankind. Discovered a new refuah, or a new machine or something, and after a couple of years, it's not working anymore. So that's as the air anpin. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a bria seilam, supposed to accomplish certain things, supposed to have bring about the bakus and bring about an oral akim to the world. And because Claudius Ruch is not, we're not living up to standard, so it's not working. Everybody's a mikdash. So at the end of the avodah, one may be able to have those kinds of kavanas. To have a kavana to feel some of the tsar of Shechina Begalusa. When it says Marikoyen. Okay, that's because when it says Marikoyen, it means that's a moment when Klal Yisrael, said, things are working. This is the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a Beis HaMikdash and a void and a Kohen Gadol coming out. So that was like a moment of Yemos HaMashiach. So at that point, the person can say, you know, Mishalei Ro, Kohen Gadol B'Tevartai, and the Tzara Shechina. So that would be a tremendous tehillah for one's tefillahs. That's why the Asura Ruge Malchus is the great contrast. That you can have the Tanoim, put to death like that, that's the contrast of Kohen Gadol to the Vata.
Very specific reason why we say
Hashem Elokim
7 times
at the end of the year. Vanilla. So that's when Yom Kippur is over, So you have a Kabbalah's Omal Choshamayim that you can only have B'Shaz Kiruv. And then it's like letting the Shekhinah depart. So let's go back. Hashem Aleichem. So every Hashem Aleichem is the Shekhinah departing. Kiruv Shekhinah. So that... I heard the tape of Rabbi Weinberger when he spoke in the Beis Hamedrash. So he began with a story about the Nashik of I forget who it was. Yeah. So that's so if you have what he was saying over there, that's the Hashem Aleichem. That's the Hashem Aleichem. There is a Ramban written when we learn Parshas Vayetze. So we'll do this Ramban. Ramban says that the Torah says when Yaakov Avinu was in came to Haran, so it says that there were three Edrei Tzoyin there. So B'kitza Nimras, Ramban says, why do we need to have all these details? He says three regalim. So he says the Pasuk says that they told Yaakov Avinu that after they rolled the stone off the bear, they would roll it back again. After they gave the Adoram to drink, they put the stone back. So Ramban says, who needs that detail? They put the stone back. We know they put the stone back, because otherwise it wouldn't be there when they got there. So why do I have to spell out? So Ramban says that if a person would be Korv L'Shechin at all times, then he wouldn't have the same growth. He wouldn't have the same Aliyah. A person has to have Kirv, and then has to step back, and then appreciate that he's grown, and then go back. So the Ramban says they're part leaving Yerushalayim after the regel, the Yisru Chag, that's part of the plan. It's not that I gotta go back to work. It's not that because Baruch Hu didn't say, look, there's not enough room in Yerushalayim for all Jews. I gotta send the guys from Dana to go back up north. No. Ramban says there was we could have stayed in Yerushalayim all year round, but we would not have the Aliyah Ruchnis if Yerushalayim all because you get used to everything. You can get used to Kiruv L'Shechina also. So in order that a person should chap what it means to be Kiruv L'Shechina, then you have to be Mizrachi L'Gav. So that's the Hashem Elokim. You say you have to realize you can't be holding by Nila the whole year. If you'd be saying Nila the whole year, it wouldn't be Nila. You can't say that Shema Hashem, Shema Yisrael, that you say by Nila, you can't say it all year round. It's not possible for a human being to do that. Because Rabbah didn't make us that way. And if a person would try to hold on to the Shema Yisrael of Nila the whole year round, he would end up becoming comfortable with that kirov that he wouldn't have an aliyah ruchnis. So part of Yom Kippur is that by Ne'ilah Hazois. I don't know. I'm not holding my avoda. I don't know. Here's a. Here is a Ramban. That has an idea that when you're makriv part of a korban, so that indicates the potential of the kedusha of what it was taken from, right? So the fact that we bring ki adomo nefesh to kodesh kodeshim, so that is an indication that really all the dom could go there if we were royal lechach. So that might be so. Part of the and the Ramban says in the beginning of the Yikra that every korban a person should say this is kilo it's me. So it could be that that's the kind of kavana that person that that's an idea that that gets conjured up b'shas hazoya that the ki b'zoyis yaviyar al kodesh. The fact that there's a human being who can make it al kodesh means that every human being has that potential. So that potential is a mechayev, and that potential is a me'oirer. And that potential gives what to make to have Kabbalah. That might be what's the as you get older and older, so Yom Kippur becomes one of the not just one of the most inspiring days, but I would say one of the most enjoyable days of the year. So, person's young, so it's the younger one is. It's a very very difficult day. It's, an unending day. The person's uncomfortable. But as you get older and you become not only more appreciative of how dependent we are on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when it becomes more aware of the din which takes place in Yom Ha'Ra'ah, but when it also becomes just more skilled at deciphering the machzer, and seeing the Nuscha Tefillah, and seeing the just the beauty, the art of the choice of words of Chazal. So it becomes like a day of just shukua in Chazal. That's the Rav used to say that the bracha that Rav Chaim used to give is Birchas Yom HaKadosh. The Yom HaKadosh has indescribable amounts and varied forms of bracha that it gives people. So varied brachas of the Yom HaKadosh. And have a wonderful Yom Tov of Sukkot. And then a very challenging year of Yibamas, I guess.